All right, Texas, Paul Parker. Paul Parker representing the great state of Texas. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing? Like your shirt.
Love it. Howdy, y'all. Come on. When we're in Texas and we say howdy, what do you say?
Howdy.
That's better. Thank you.
All right, we're going to get right to your PowerPoint.
All right. Stop at that one.
There you go.
Go back to that last one, Brandon.
You want to go to the last one?
Yeah, I want to point something out. There's been a lot of discussion about machines. We normally think of machines as the tabulators and the servers. We added the poll books. We think there are problems with our poll books. And in fact, the first bullet I'll cover involves that. So in Texas has got 254 counties, by the way. So we got a lot of stuff. Poll books, we have four different ones. And in just a minute, I'll talk about something we found on 10X and Votech. So in that first box, we did canvassing in Central Texas, Williamson, Travis, and Bexar County. We got a lot of our team here. We knocked on just under 10,000 doors, and we noticed a trend. We were seeing voters who the county said didn't vote, but when we asked them if they participated, they said, sure, I voted in person, or some voted absentee. So we started putting the numbers together, and in the voters we canvassed, we had 430 that the county said didn't vote, but 11% of those said they did. That may not sound like a lot of numbers, and oh, by the way, they described going to the signing in on the electronic poll book, getting a ballot, casting that ballot in the tabulator. So the county, when I bring this to the county, they say, well, their vote counted. But you see a problem. There's a mismatch between the number of ballots and the number of people signed in. Well, when you look at the numbers from canvassing, it doesn't sound like a lot, but the beauty of the canvassing we did is it was random. We randomly sampled in three counties, 2.4 million voters, and we, by way of random sampling, in fact, Jeff Young is going to talk about the sampling method we used, and we are allowed to extrapolate. When you extrapolate to the non-voting population, according to the county non-voting, we came up with over 40,000 voters who told us they voted, when you extrapolate, but their vote wasn't recorded. How do you explain that? So the answer is, I think there's a problem in the poll books. There's a problem in the data transfer from the poll books to the servers. We don't know what it is, but it's inexcusable and it needs to be addressed. So the canvassing I just talked about was for 2020 in Houston, Harris County. Alan's team there did a great job here recently. They're looking at more recent results. So Alan's team recruited precinct chairs from the county. They started 2 months ago, and they've done some amazing work. They literally just finished the past couple of weeks. And if you've ever been to Houston in the summer, that's no small task. It is hot, and it's humid and uncomfortable, but they pulled it off. They knocked on 3,300 doors, and it was targeted. It wasn't random like we did. They knocked on the doors of 6+ registered voters per household, but they narrowed it down even more. They were looking at the registered voters who voted at least two out of the last three elections this year. 49% of those voters were illegitimate, meaning they didn't live at that resident. Yet they were voting two out of the last three 2022 elections. How do you explain that? Well, the good news is they now have 13,000 names. They'll be pulling off the rolls or certainly observing to see if those voters vote again, and they'll be able to jump on it quickly. Another thing I know I've heard from other states that we dealt with, this is one of my early observations. My friend Bobby pointed this out to me early. When you're researching elections in your state, do you go get your county results or your state results? Well, technically, it shouldn't matter. They should match. They don't in Texas. And I know some of the others around here don't match as well. So every major county we've looked at, there's a discrepancy between the county results and the state results of 1-3%. That may not sound like much, but we've got 17 million registered voters in Texas. If you average out to say 2%, that's 340,000 vote discrepancies. Why? I mean, we go to the county and they say, sure, the numbers should match. We give them our numbers. We go to the Secretary of State and they say, sure, our numbers should match. We get them from the county. So why don't they? And then Todd over here somewhere downloads data daily from the Secretary of State site. And I don't know about the rest of you, but why would Secretary of State numbers continue changing days, weeks, and months after an election? But they do. So try nailing down which version of the election results you're going to study. It's been very frustrating. This last one is super interesting, and I hope you can see what is on that chart. This is Tarrant County. So Tarrant County is Fort Worth. It is a red county. I think you guys from Tarrant would agree. No question. Yet Biden carried Tarrant County by 0.2%. I think it was 1,800 votes. That county has, in that election, had 835,000 votes cast, and Biden won by 1,800 votes. Crazy. But look at the red in that chart. I know you probably can't see the numbers. There's a little teeny blue dot on the far left. That's Biden. Everything to the right are all the down ballot candidates. They all the GOP down ballot candidates won by 5 to 10%. Yet Biden pulled off a win by 1,800 votes or 0.2%. How do you describe that, or how do you explain that? I know the right answer, but I'm. So basically, what you would have to believe is that 20 to 40,000 solid GOP voters flipped their vote to Biden or just didn't vote for Trump. Do you really believe that happened? I don't. Me neither. All right. So roadblocks. Okay. One of the things that just baffles the heck out of me, our state Supreme Court had a ruling that our attorney general can't prosecute election crimes.
That came from your Texas Criminal Court of Appeals, because you have two systems in Texas, one that does civil, one does criminal, right?
Yeah.
And so they voted 8-1 in favor of taking away Ken Paxton's right to investigate voter fraud, which means if you have district attorneys in San Antonio and parts of Houston and other parts of the state that are funded and put into place by George Soros, they're probably not going to investigate voter fraud, right?
Yep.
And Ken Paxton, if he can't, then this is how they're going to flip Texas.
Yeah.
And Ken Paxton also stopped 2 million ballots, he told me in an interview one night on my show, 2 million ballots he stopped from hitting the mail stream.
Wow.
This is why they were laying the narrative, Texas could go blue, Texas could go blue.
Texas is red, and we're going to stay red. Right? All right, so the next roadblock actually has turned into a victory. So this is kind of breaking news. It's a few days old, but it came out after I turned in the final draft. So one of the big headaches we've had is we haven't been able to get our CVRs. In fact, cast vote records. I know on one of our calls with Mike recently, he mentioned that was one of his frustrations in Texas, is that we weren't getting our FOIAs requested for CVRs. And we've had Mike and Bobby and others in the state fighting this for months. Well, on Wednesday of this past week, our AG not only made a ruling that we can get access to the CVRs, we can now get access to ballots immediately after an election, the physical ballots, meaning we don't have to wait 22 months anymore. That is a huge victory. Huge. Thank you. That is Attorney General Ken Paxton that Mike was bragging on earlier. He's done a wonderful thing for our state. Hopefully you can take this back to your states and mimic that. It's going to be a huge win for us. Let's see. I'm down to, listen a minute. Okay, one of the other roadblocks has been really frustrating. A lot of us in this room went to our state GOP convention this year. It's the largest political convention in the country. We had 6,000 delegates, and we had some wins. I'll talk about it in a second, but the fact is we tried to get paper ballots put into our platform or into the legislative priorities, and it got voted down by a voice vote. Our GOP folks look at ES&S and Hart and say, not a problem. We haven't proven there's a problem. Now, hopefully we'll learn a lot tomorrow and be able to take those lessons back, but they aren't ready to go to paper ballots. So that's unfortunate. We haven't been able to get forensic imaging. We tried with a few counties. And then another thing that's been fairly frustrating for me is, as the leader of the canvassing team, when we present this to county officials or even our GOP chairs, they don't believe these people. They think they got memory issues. They think I've even had people tell me they're lying, but they're not. So just a little tidbit for anybody canvassing. One of the little tricks we've learned is when you're canvassing and you find somebody's record that disagrees, give your voters your clerk's name, your county chair's name, and have them call. So I know I'm running out of time. Let me talk about one victory that's really important. Let's see, I'll just tell you about it. We had a Brownsville school board election that was within 8 votes. The winner won by 8 votes. There was a suit. They found 24 illegal voters in that race. A judge overruled that election and required a new election. That is now Texas case law. When we have close elections and we can find illegal ballots that were sufficient to overcome that race, we've now got a precedent to flip that race. So sorry, I went a little bit over.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul. Paul Parker representing Texas. All right, next.